We are learning Masech Tuksubas Daf Ayin Beizim and Beizim. I'm beginning in Abam Ra'amad, 2 lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, one of the cases of Das Yehudis is someone who goes out for Rosh Perua. Ve'ezu Das Yehudis Yotzer Rosh Perua. That she goes with her uncovered here. Great thing about Rosh Perua Da'araisi. That's an Isser Da'araisa. D'chsev Para Es Rosh Yisha. It says in the parasha of Saito, Para Es Rosh Yisha. And Rashi's second shot here is the drasha is that since you have to uncover, it's mashma, that they don't go out with an uncovered head. They shouldn't go out with an uncovered head. And pashas most of the time learns the right. So there's a Truma Sadesh and learns up in the Rambam that's only the Rabbana, it's a remez from the Pasuk. But the Gemara's kash is, it's Zicha, a remez with the right. So what's mamish with the right? So to go out here uncovered. So why is the Mishnah calling it Das Yehudis? It's Das Maisha. And for the Gemara, the Araisa is enough with a kalsa. The Araisa kalsa shavadami. It's enough to put a basket on your head. Now, why doesn't a basket help completely? Because a basket has holes in it. Has little holes. You can see the hair through the cracks. So therefore, it's good mid Araisa, but not good mid Rabbana. So Das Yehudis says, I feel a kalsa nami also. Even to go out with a basket also, you have to have your hair completely covered. The way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is, like you have like a covering, like a matpeches, like a tichel overhead, and on top of that, a basket, like a hat to hold it down. And some Seifa held that you have to have like two coverings even. You have to have like the covering, then a hat on top of it. That's why some people do that, like upon him. What the pasuk shot is, that you need something to cover the cracks that your hair shouldn't stick out. So there's the midrash, you have to cover the head. Midrabanan, you need even more. You have to have even more. What? Halacha l'maaseh, yeah. Halacha l'maaseh, you shouldn't have any hair sticking out, yeah. Besides for the sideburns you can have sticking out, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, but you have the whole head covered. Omer Avasi, Omer Yechonam. Kalsa, but Avada, if you see someone like in a conservative shul, just covers the top of the head, they're doing something. They're not doing nothing. They're doing something. They're doing the derisa at least. The derisa, like here coming out of the back. What? Right, some spiders wear hats sometimes. Right, so they're chopping around the derisa. Right, they're chopping the derisa. They're chopping the derisa. They're just putting on the hat, and the hair's back. What?
They don't cover it all.
That's us, the derisa. That's a Gemara. That's nothing to talk about. Yeah. That's what it's called. Kosa nami also. Omer Asim Rav Yechonon. Kosa ain by Mishum Perua Roish. Rav Asim Shem Yechon said if you wear a kosa, there's no Mishum Perua Roish. So, afraid the Gemara we're talking about. Heavy Rav Zera. Hey, what are you talking about? Ilam Bashuk. If it's Bashuk, Das Yehudis. There's a problem of Das Yehudis, so you can't do that. Velo bechotzer. It must be talking about in the chotzer that they were saying a kosa is not a is not called Perua Roish. Then, like the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, Bela v'chatzir, there you don't even need a kalsa. Because if you needed a kalsa, you can learn Nachta, Bas, La, Brahma, Vinu, Sheshavas, Tachas, Baila. Chatzir means the equivalent of our houses, where there's no other outside people there. So there, he's saying, you don't even have to put a kalsa on, you don't have to cover here at all. Because if not, it's not possible. Everyone doesn't cover the hair in the house, in the chatzir. So what's the case? He's saying, kalsa, emes, what's he talking about? So my answer is, on my bayi, v'tem Rav Kana, mechatzu lechatzu v'derech mavoi. We're talking about, when we say kolsa is sufficient, let's talk about the in-between stage. Mechatzu lechatzu v'derech mavoi. When you go from one chatzu to another chatzu through a mavoi, where there's not so many people there, very few people, so there it's enough to have a kolsa. So it comes out, the Ritva speaks out, there are three levels according to Tosfos Pshat. Level number one is the chatzu, the bayis, that you don't have to cover here at all. Then you have the chatzal chatzal derech mavui, which would be like us in front of your house or in your backyard, then where some people come once in a while, so then you have to put a kosa on. When you go out into the street, you have to have a complete covering. That's what the Ritva learns. Lemaisa, the Oruch has different pshat in our Gemara, and the Oruch learns that even in the house, you have to at least put on a kosa. And the Gemara's kash is that, like the reader like this, if you're the Oruch, and this is the way the Bach learns up also, and a lot of Acharon and Paschal and Shulchan Aruch like that, that Ella b'chatzer, you're telling me kalsa is good. Of course kalsa is good in the chatzer. If not, you wouldn't be able to live. So the Gemara says, no, the chiddush is that even in the chatzer, derech mavui, there kalsa is sufficient. Not that the chiddush is on the regular chatzer. So if he's that, you need, in level 1 and 2, we need a kalsa. We need a kalsa l'maisa in level 1 and 2. But we're not going to get into the whole sugya of Priya Roish, but this is Iker the Din, that we paskin that you have to cover you here with a kalsa, then we go into the shuk, you have to cover you more, you have to cover you more. It could be the mechab is not like that. It could be, in Maisa, there's a good tzad in the house, there's no chiv al das yehudis or das maisha to cover it here. But the avad that we know is the Gemara on Yuma, with the story of Kimchis, that it's a very special thing to cover you here, even in the house, and that kimchis is brought down to Mishabura and brought down other places. That I think the Magen Avraham brings that already. That there's an inyan to cover you here, even in the house. We don't have enough time to go into it. It's a big sugya. V'tava b'shuk. It says that someone who weaves in the shuk, the luck is that you can give her a get, a ksuba. What did she do wrong? She's doing the sewing in a way that she's showing off her above her elbows. They're getting exposed, and that's a problem of tznius, and you could divorce her for that. Rav Chista Amar, Avimai betova verek nega paneha. She's spreading out the thread, kenega paneha shel mata, means between her legs, she's spreading out the thread, and that's not tznius, because it makes people look there, and that's not tznius. When the Varas of Kala Adam, Omra Vidom Ashmuel, Mesachekas and Bachurim. She jokes around with the Bachurim, she hangs around with them and laughs around with them and schmoozes with them. That is a case, when the Varas of Kala Adam, and that case is enough for a get without a ksuba. Omra Vavachana, I'm going to tell you a story. Zimla Chada, because Zimla Vasved Rav Ukva. I was walking behind Rav Ukva, and we saw Chazit El Hi Arabia, we saw this Goyish lady, Dava Yosva Koshadia Pilcha. She was holding a spindle, V'tava Vered Keneged Paneha, and she was sewing Keneged Paneha Shamata. Given the Chazitan, when she saw us, Pasikla Pilcha, she snapped the thread, and Shadisa, she threw a spindle. Omru Li Alem, young Bachar, Havli Palach, bring me back the spindle, I dropped it. Rav Ukva said something. This is our Mishnah, basically, he said. My Oma, but what did he say? Ravina Oma, Tava Vashuk, Oma. He said, that's the example, Tava Vashuk. Rabbanah Amrim, Daberesko Adam, Oma. That she's Daberesko Adam, that's the example. She did both things wrong. First of all, she was doing the Tava Vashuk. Isser, and she also did, Daberesko Adam, she was talking to this Bachar, trying to strike up a conversation, trying to flirt with this Bachar. Abishalom, Afma Kalelas, Yoldo Vafana. Even if you curse his parents in front of him, that's a grounds for a get without a ksuba. Omer Avidam HaShmuel, Mekalelas Yoldov Nevalidov. Mechadish, even if you curse the Zayda in front of the children, your children, you curse your husband's parents, that alone also grounds for get. V'simonech, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven V'Shimon Yerali. Ephraim and Menashe, Yaakov says, like Reuven V'Shimon. See, also, Klapeh grandfather, the children are like children. What?
Her parents?
Her appearance, and yeah, him too. Yeah, it'd be the thing, but they don't get that way. The case is that he has the strings to get. The man to get? I don't know. The more than said anything about that. Could be. Omer Rabba, the Omer Lay, Nechla, what did he say? Omer Lay, Nechla Ari, Lesaba Bape Bray. She tells the children, I wish a lion would eat up your grandfather. That's the case that you shouldn't say such a thing. A kalanis also is no good. So my kalanis, so we saw in the Mishnah it says that the neighbors hear a voice. That alone is not enough. She has a loud voice. So I'm a Rav Yudah Mashmul, the case like this. Mashmas koilal iske tashmish. She talks about iske tashmish. Now Rashi learns, it means that when he is talking with her, iske oino, they fight, and the neighbors hear about it. And he's embarrassed about that. That's what one pshat in our Mishnah. Tana, a different pshat, mishameshes v'chatzuzu, v'nisukel v'chatz acheres. That she's in so much pain v'shas tashmish that they hear her screams in the next chatzah. Break the Gemara, if that's the case, she has a mum. Mesnai gavi mumim. Let it say gavi mumim. Mastisim. Let it say gavi the next Mishnah, in the mumim Mishnah. El machvar tekshim mikara means where she fights about mitzvahs oina and they hear next door, and that's very embarrassing for him. Zok the Mishnah vayt. The new Mishnah. So until now we learn in cases where we have to give a get, and Charles Wicksuba, Alex Suba, she did something wrong, he did something wrong. Now we're going to talk about a case where it's a Mekach Toys. Hamakadesh is the Isha Amnashi El Adarim. He makes a Kedushin, he says a Tanai. A Tanai that is no Nadarim. Benim Shalom Nadarim, and after the Kedushin, you find out she did have Nadarim on her. And we'll see what happened to Nadarim in the Gemara. Ain't no Mekadesh. The halach is, it's not a Kedushin, it's a Mekach Toys. He made a Tanai, it didn't work out. Konsastam, he did Nesuin. Then you need a get, but there's no ksuba. Now, what exactly does that mean? Kansa Stam was a case of Kedushin al Menashin Ladarim, and then Kansa? Or Kansa Stam is a new case? We'll see in the Gemara, Shaila, about that. The next half of the Mishnah, same idea. Amnash ain't b'mumin. He gives her kedushin. Says Amnash, you don't have a mum. B'nimsa b'mumin. Ain't a mekadesh. Stam mekadesh. Bechatoyz. Konsa stam. If he stam gets married, we're out of tanai. B'nimsa b'mumin. You find mumin. Teitzah ksuba. We need a get. Well, we're out of ksuba. Again, here also, shalav. Konsa is going back on the Amnash. So it's a new case. What type of mumin are, you know, every person is not perfect. There's no human yet created that was perfect. Maybe Adam Rishon, I guess. So, but everyone has a mum. What's called a mum? Call a mumin ha-paislim, like a hand paislim in. What's called a mum is, has to be a certified mum. It has to be a mum that you find by a kohen. Can't do a vayda. That's the type of mum. Now, the bumbakasha on this Mishnah is, that's mashma, that for a mum, in order to make a mechatayis, you have to make a tnai, almanaz. And the kasha is, remember before, that one man Yama said that a person, a rusa doesn't need truma. Why not? Maybe she has a mum. Who cares if she has a mum? You didn't make a tnai. So mashma there, we make a tayis, even without a tnai. As I frank, taisvis and every single rishon has a kasha. Tais has a kasha. So tais has own tarets, one on through Samara, that it's a get madura banon, tarets like that, different terutsim. That you by simple is get as a get you need to get medarbanon different things that they said akabonim here you don't need to get medarbanon tells us different roots but Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch's answer is a different type of mumin, a big mum, a very bad mum, that's a case of simple, and even add a tanai it'll be out, but a smaller mum there you need the tanai of nashe in love a mum zokting gemara right. It's certainly like a big mum, it's like a reyach hapeh. That's a case of simple. There, you might find it after your marriage, she has bad breath. That's a very, still a very big mum. And such a mum like that, there you could give a get. Even there is a mechatayis even without the tanai. Mashenka, a regular mum, the kahanim have. What?
You don't need a get there.
Right. You don't, even though you didn't make a tanai. Yeah. So tomorrow, about it. Talk to Gemara. The tanai. Nami gabi kedushin. This exact mishto, word for word, is in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Nun. The exact words. So you need two mishnayis in the same seder noshim. You need two mishnayis, exact same mishnayis. So the Gemara, tell me, now we should get gavna. The Gemara, the hacha ksuba is tzrichalei. Here we need it because of the din of ksuba. So tana they take the shloim of ksuba. So tana kedushin onto ksuba. So said the case of mekaz yisham nashin on the darim onto ksuba. Also, we want to say the halacha of kedushin. Kedushin is tzrichalei. Tana ksuba is onto kedushin. So it says ksuba is onto kedushin. Or of yechem shemashim veyatzadak. Which of the dharma we're talking about? Where, if you made the tanai, a mashin on the dharma, it's a mekach tayach. Which type of the dharma? Ein dharma amru. You know what's the dharma? Shatech al basa, that she won't eat basa, so she's yayin. She won't drink wine, she's kashim, she won't put on nice clothing. These things are all things that will be miskana her to him. He doesn't like a person who's fasting, he's basa yayin. He doesn't like such a person. Those type of the dharma are makif. Taina mahachi. Ein dharma amru, dvaram shvayin nefesh. Shatech al basa. Which of a darm? Don't you be enough? So the kabasov, so just the yayin. She won't. She says a mix and edda. She won't eat basar or drink wine. So this kasha vigas vitamins won't put on nice clothing. Heavy bara papa hai. What's this going on? You're limiting the nadarm. Even my reisha, even a reisha, give the carpet. I feel the carpet on me. He said I don't want a darm. It makes any that I don't want. Ella means I seifa by conscious stam. So they were saying there teitz shleibek suba is only these adar. Rav Ashi Yama no. And according to this pshat, konsa stam would have to be a new case, not going back on the ratio, because it's not going back on the case at that. Konsa stam, like Rashi speaks out. Rav Ashi Yama Lo Ilma Ratio, to go on ratio. I made it tonight. Still, midi the kapti ba inchi have a kapeda. That's called a kapeda. Kapeda. Midi loy kapeda inchi. People are not makvin this loy have a kapeda. It's not called a kapeda. So therefore, it has to be one of these things. If not one of these things, it's not called a kapeda. The bottom Torah speaks out. That's only if he doesn't say specifically which nether. If he says, I don't want the nether, that she has a nether, not to go to Gourmet Glat, I don't want the nether. Then the father works. It's a vekhatoyas, because even though it makes no sense, not, no one's makbar on that, but still, if he speaks it out, it's good. But here he said a general, I'm not saying l'adarim, then it's only the darim that people are usually makbar on, and not any type of nether.